right, I will. Joining me today here at Pit Pass Network is Jonathan Morrissey. Did I say that right?
You got it.
All right, and he is a sponsor, and I believe you just had an announcement yesterday, right? You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just had a really exciting announcement. We'll be running with Joe Gibbs Racing, which is just kind of like a dream come true. It's a great organization. They have just treated us and welcomed us to their family for this weekend with open arms. So we'll be running in the 18 at the Xfinity at the Roval with James Davison. And boy, is this just, it's absolutely exciting. We had such a great response on social media yesterday. So hopefully we have the same response on track this weekend.
Yeah. Now, how did that come about? We've seen you, you've been active in the NASCAR world for quite a while now, right? A couple of years.
Yeah, this is our fifth season. Yeah, we've done some awesome stuff. I mean, we've done everything from trucks to Xfinity to Cup, iRacing, track sponsorship. But how it came about is I met James last year at Pocono, and he was racing with Rick Ware. I'm friends with a lot of the Rick Ware guys, Cody, you know, the Ware family in general. And, you know, we just started talking, we exchanged numbers, and James did something with Pearl Harbor survivors, World War II survivors, later in the season. And I said to him, I said, man, you know, I would love to buy that fire suit off of you. You know, he had like a naval inspired fire suit, you know, and it was saluting, you know, World War II veterans. And he's like, well, you know, instead of doing that, why don't we, you know, why don't we talk about maybe, you know, doing a helmet, doing a fire suit, and maybe you can sponsor me for a race. So, okay, yeah, I'd love to hear about it. And in talking to him, both of our grandfathers actually fought in World War II. So James's grandfather fought in the Royal Air Force, which if you've seen on social media, we kind of teased it a little bit today. He has a World War II inspired helmet. That's a tribute to kind of both of our grandfathers there. My grandfather fought in the 12th Armored Division, the U.S. Army in World War II. So, you know, immediately we had a connection, you know, with those military backgrounds, and turned into a sponsorship last year at Talladega. He didn't get to wear the suit in time because of all the stuff going on with COVID, but he did have a really neat cup scheme for that weekend, and was really cool. He did take that fire suit out to Pearl Harbor, you know, for the anniversary of Pearl Harbor last year, and had some of the survivors sign it. So, I mean, even though he didn't get to wear it, it's a really, really cool keepsake.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But it took what, almost a year or over a year to come full circle for that?
Yeah, you know, we had talked about this earlier in the year. You know, and as you know, a Gibbs ride is very coveted. And, you know, we kind of knew this was going to happen at some point this season. We didn't know, was it going to be COTA? Was it going to be Road America? Was it going to be the Roval? What was it going to be? But we were in, you know, in constant communication about it, and, you know, kind of excited for it. And just so happens to be the Roval, and just so happens to be James's only race this year. You know, he was very, you know, clear in that he wanted to race with some good opportunities. And I'm extremely grateful that he's brought us along for the ride for this one.
Yeah. So will you be at the track this weekend since this is his only race this year?
I will be at home. I'll be back in PA. We're in the height of wedding season here. So, you know, my attention is needed on what pays the bills. But, you know, for sure, I will be watching. And if he somehow pulls this off, I'll be enjoying the rest of the evening as well, too.
You going to try to get down there if he wins? You going to try to get into Charlotte?
I don't know. You know, just start driving. It's about an 8-hour drive. So, you know, probably by the time I get there, everybody be passed out. But, you know, I'm excited for James. You know, it's great to see him get this opportunity. And I know he was grateful with his opportunities, you know, last year with Rick and MBM. But this is definitely a step up. And for us to be along with him on the ride for this is just, it's incredible. And like I said, I mean, the people at Gibbs have just been so receptive to us. I'm very grateful to Steve and Stacy over there as well, too.
So you mentioned it's the height of wedding season. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your actual sponsor? I believe that's what, Richmar Florist, right?
Yeah, so our company was founded in 1955. My grandfather and great-grandfather started this company. We're still a regional-based company. You know, we're still just like everyday, you know, a lot larger scale than just a mom and pop place, but we're still family owned all that time. People, you know, come in and out of our stores all the time. Maybe they know about what we do in NASCAR. Maybe they don't. Hopefully they do. But on top of doing things in NASCAR, we do sponsorship with two AHL teams. We are proud partners with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms and the Wilkes-Barre Penguins. We also do a lot in baseball as well with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, which is the highest affiliate of the Phillies. So we're highly entrenched in our community. There's four NASCAR tracks that we work with. We do about 200 weddings a year. We just did Sage Karam's wedding a little over a year ago. So we get to do all kinds of fun things, from just the simple, I need flowers from somebody, up to let's do a celebrity's wedding. So concerts, you know, we did two US Opens. Boy, I mean, we get to do so much. It's awesome.
So you mentioned, you know, that you do all this different stuff. For people that are going to be listening to this, can they do it online? Do they have to be close? Do they have to come in?
No, you know, we can, we have a network of florists all throughout the country. You can go right online. You can learn a lot about us, richmoreflorist.com. There's a racing section there if you wanted to learn anything about, you know, anybody that we've worked with in the past. And we need to get some updates going there for sure on that end of things. But you can learn all about those things. You can see a lot of the photos of things that we've done. You can learn all about our awards. We've been named best florist in the area the last 4 years in a row. So we definitely have a lot of momentum going. But the website's nice, comprehensive. There's a lot that you can learn about us. If there was anything that you were kind of curious, our company history is there. All that fun stuff is there for anybody to learn.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the car that's going to race this weekend. How much input do you guys have on the paint scheme? And does it, you know, does Joe Gibbs maybe allow you to have a different amount of input than maybe what you were having in the past at some other teams you worked with?
Yeah, James and I kind of talked about that. You know, would they go for something fun? You know, if you saw the one we did at Talladega last year, it had Hawaiian hibiscus on it, you know. And if you're familiar with any of the paint schemes we've done in the past, they're all like over the top. You know, they're all different. We have a really cool one coming for Halloween. So definitely keep an eye out for that as well, too. I won't really get too much into that, but I actually have a lot of input on those paint schemes. James wanted to do something where he came up with a kind of camp military-ish camouflage, but had a flower twist on it. I think it was Ty Dillon ran a Geico. It was either Ty or it just escapes me right now, but he showed me this car. It was a Geico like military appreciation car. I'm like, wow, that'd be really cool. He's like, I think we can do this. And Stacy Gibbs was very instrumental as well too. She kind of helped James and I get some graphics done and, you know, listen to our crazy ideas and get everything together. But I was surprised, you know, that definitely is a different paint scheme for them. So for them to just kind of say, you know, yes, this is all good, I think says a lot to what we do in the sport. And I'm grateful for their support and all of that. You know, that definitely is a little bit more over top than what they usually do. So we've got James has a nice fire suit to go with it, which we'll see later in the week. The guys will have crew shirts. So it's going to be a lot of fun for sure. We're definitely going to not only look the part, but we're there to compete. You know, we're there with Gibbs. We're there for a win.
All right. So you mentioned you're there with Gibbs. Is there any talks going on in the future, you know, maybe for next year coming back with Gibbs or being a full-time sponsor, stepping up to that? Or,
you know, I don't know. I've had so many great opportunities in this sport, and I've made a lot of friends in and out of the sport through racing. So, you know, last year we had Kyle Larson at Bristol with Nice. We had Kyle Larson, you know, for Speed Week. So this is our big thing this year. You know, if the opportunity presented itself, I was very impressed with the Gibbs organization. And I had talked to them before I had agreed to do this with James. And you know, a lot of people say a lot of things but don't do a lot of things in life. And JGR definitely did everything they said they were going to do, if not more. So if there were opportunities to work with them, you know, in the future, I mean, yeah, I would definitely take a really hard look at that.
Okay, so now you had a pretty good deal going before you got into NASCAR, right? It was, the Flowers were doing pretty good. The Florist was doing pretty good. What made you decide to want to be in NASCAR? Were you just a fan that said, you know what, I've got the means to do this, I want to be involved? Or was it more than that?
It really just kind of happened by chance. I did not grow up a NASCAR fan, and anybody that knows me in NASCAR knows that. I've been a fan probably about the last probably like 12-ish years and change. Got invited to go to a race at Pocono. Absolutely fell in love with it. I'm like, wow, this is like a giant party. This is pretty damn cool. And, you know, you could, at the time, I mean, I didn't know anybody in the industry, but, you know, I had like pit passes where you go see the cars and like, wow, this is so cool. Like you can get right up against the cars, and I don't know, somebody was giving away lug nuts. I'm like, wow, this is so really cool. Like a couple drivers were there signing some things. Crew members are taking pictures. I'm like, this is really, really neat. And the Phantoms, who we do Flowers for, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, sponsored a car at Pocono 6 years ago, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, somewhere in that range. And they were like, hey, yeah, here's a great opportunity, gain some mall access, you know, gain some social media presence, and come on the car with us. What do you think? And we did it. And first of all, I mean, all access at a NASCAR race is incredible to begin with, you know, as we all know. But it actually seemed to start working. I met some people in racing, did some things with David Reagan at Front Row, met some people with Rick Ware. And, you know, in 2019, we had our first primary at Martinsville with Garrett Smithley. And I didn't have much input on what the car was going to look like. I didn't even know Garrett was going to drive it until a couple of days before. But, you know, ever since then, I just saw a good opportunity. And the NASCAR world has been very welcoming in that respect. You know, there's four tracks we have partnerships with: Nashville, Dover, Pocono, Watkins Glen is our newest one. You know, and opportunities like this with Gibbs, you know, I think it says a lot to what we're trying to do, you know, in the industry. You know, we're not on the level of, you know, Coca-Cola or M&M's or anything like that, but, you know, we are invested in what we're doing, and we are investing back into NASCAR, what NASCAR has given to us.
And now after you got involved, there's a lot of, I feel like NASCAR fans are loyal. I've never been on the inside of one of those sponsors, but I remember when Jimmy Johnson drove for Lowe's and Tony Stewart drove for Home Depot, you would see some fans who would say, I like Jimmy Johnson, I'm not going to Home Depot, or vice versa. So do you see a lot of that where people see you on Sundays or on Saturdays and they're like, hey, that's where I'm getting my flowers?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it's a ripple down effect, you know, from, there's a lot of things that go into it, right? You know, the tracks buying into it is big, fans buying into it, but also the network it creates too with other athletes and other brands as well. You know, I think that there's so many different facets of it that people don't even really kind of think about it. I had Andre Williams with me at Pocono. He's from my area. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist a few seasons back, played for the Giants, you know, had one of the greatest rushing seasons ever in the NFL or in the NCAA. And, you know, I took him to the Pocono race with me. You know, I don't think things like that happen without what happened in NASCAR these last few years. You know, it's definitely given me a whole nother level of networking with athletes and brands that I would have never had if I wasn't involved in this. So I think it's, you know, it's kind of like a three-headed monster: fans, NASCAR, and network. It's been great.
All right. Now I know you guys are in, you said it here at the start, you guys are involved in iRacing. How did that come about and how has that worked out?
That's been great. You know, when there was no live racing during COVID, Garrett approached me and said that there's going to be a nationally televised iRace. I'm like, all right, you know, and he's like, I think we're going to get a lot of coverage. I think I'm going to do good. I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. And, you know, he texts me like right before he goes on, he's like, I'm second fastest in practice. I'm like, wow. All right. And, you know, that really put us on the map with some things, you know, all these things that have kind of gone along the way, the iRace, Kyle Larson, Speed Week, Joe Gibbs, all those things have put us, you know, a little bit further respect in racing. And, you know, I got to tell you, I got messages from a bunch of different drivers that, you know, I know or have done helmets and things for this week. It's great to see support from that community. But iRacing, you can go on Trading Paints. You can download some of our paint schemes. We'll do some stuff with Elite Racing. And they've had some awesome events. I mean, we've had Kyle Busch in our events. We've had Tony Kanaan. Tony Kanaan's driven our scheme. We've had, you know, Spencer Boyd, Bilecki, Austin Dillon, Connor Daly. He's another one. Stefan Wilson, Sage Garam. So, you know, we definitely have continued, you know, as iRacing, you know, the popularity kind of dipped a little bit after, you know, life got back to normal. We've kind of stuck with it. And to Elite Racing's credit, for being able to bring in some of these great drivers and put on some awesome events.
You mentioned Elite Racing. That's I'm affiliated with them on the iRacing side. I do some broadcast work for them.
Nice. Chad's awesome. You know, Chad's like basically my neighbor. And you know, we just kind of got to know each other pretty well. And he's like, you know, I met Connor Daly through him. I met Kanaan, you know, through him. So very grateful for the opportunities that he's given me, and pretty cool that we can put on some really cool Richmore Florist Indy 500 events and still draw people like Daly, Kanaan, Wilson, Karam, you know, all those guys. So it's always a lot of fun watching to see who's going to win, and, you know, kind of hoping that one of these days, one of my guys will win that. Kanaan finished second, and you know, in an absolutely stacked field. It was a lot of fun, but eventually one of my guys or Stefan Wilson or Connor Daly, Sage, somebody's got to win this for me at some point.
Yeah. I see here. It looks like it was just announced too, that you're going to be doing the next one here. That's going to be in December.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing them. I don't have any, Chad already asked me for 23, so I don't have any interest in stopping now with that. It's fun. And, I'm grateful to the guys who give up their time, especially, the professional guys that give up their time to do that and compete. I think it just says a lot to what we're trying to do in motorsports, and I'm grateful for their support.
I think that's pretty, you know, that's pretty cool of a sponsor to jump in. You said you weren't a race fan until the last, you know, 12 years. You jumped into NASCAR, you jumped on board with iRacing. You just jumped in. And I think that's really cool. And we see other sponsors kind of bowing out. You know, we saw M&M's, they're going away. So I think what you guys are doing is really cool, and not going to stop anytime soon, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think it also shows, you know, that small companies like ours have a part in athletics. You know, there's many different levels to be involved in motorsports or just athletics in general. You know, we've started working with the University of Pittsburgh this year in football and basketball on their side of things. So, you know, the small businesses have places in these areas. And I think that, when people look at our brand, that's how I want them to look at our brand. We are a small business. We're doing some amazing things, but we're not, you know, we're not on the level of M&M's or anything like that, but, you know, we want to get out there and play with them too.
And you guys are doing a great job. I hope you guys have a shot to win. You know, that car, that paint scheme looks great. He's got to stay off the grass. Can't be making it green. There's no green on the bottom, I noticed, right? Lots of white.
Right. We got to keep it that way, you know. And I think, you know, in my case, however James does and however, you know, Team Gibbs does, you know, we've already had a victory with that, you know. And I've never expected drivers to apologize for me if something happened to the car or they wrecked or whatever the case may be. You know, I was grateful to be out there with them. And, you know, there was a reason I chose that particular team or that particular driver, you know, to be a part of. And I've had some guys apologize to me, and I never want them to do that. I competed in athletics my whole life, so I know that there's times you succeed, there's times you fail, and there's times where it's out of your hands. So if he manages to do it, wow, I'm going to drink a lot. I would be grateful for him just having a good race and, him being my friend. I want him to get some other opportunities out of it as well too. And I've been fortunate enough to become friends with basically almost all the guys we sponsor. So I'm really grateful to that. And I want to see my friends succeed. So for him, hopefully a good race, top 10, top five, maybe win, but just to get a good opportunity, I'm grateful for.
So let's say he wins the thing on Saturday. I know you don't want to speak too far ahead.
Yeah.
Who gets the trophy?
I don't know. I would say we'll arm wrestle, but I think I would defeat James in that.
So it's arm wrestling, right? That's what you want. You want to win, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. James is going to be a dad. So, he had a post on social media the other day that he's joining the Fatherhood Club, which is awesome. I'm so excited for him. I would be happy with the checkered flag, to be honest. Him and Gibbs can fight it out over that, but I'd be happy for that. And I'd be happy for him. And I don't know, maybe I can buy a replica or something down the road, but I'd be happy for a checkered. I'd settle for that. He deserves it. He raced it. And he had a lot to do with it. So I wouldn't get in his way of his first trophy, and be a great way for him to celebrate becoming a new dad for sure.
All right. So for anybody who's listening, you got a website, right? You got a Twitter. You want to plug that stuff here?
Yeah. RichmoreFlores.com. Like I said, you can order from us anywhere in the country. You can learn all about us, spread the brand, you can also help support us by just giving us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter @RichmoreFlorist and Facebook.com/RichmoreFlorist. So we have all different kinds of things that we do on there. You'll see pictures of race cars. You'll see pictures of brides. You'll see our logo on the ice here in Allentown. You'll see all the fun events that we get to be a part of. And we even sponsored Brett Michaels and Poison this summer. So you'll see some shots from there. You'll see us swapping jerseys with people. So we try to keep the content fresh and different. And any support that race fans can give us is awesome. And it allows us to keep doing things like that and keep bringing drivers in that, really need a chance to get out there and gain some laps, gain some respect, and, try to further their careers.
Now, I was going to wrap this up, but you just dropped something on me here that I did not know. You guys sponsor Brett Michaels and Poison. I think that is really cool. Can you talk a little bit about that? I'm a big Poison fan. I mean, they were...
Yeah, I got to meet him. Brett is a big NASCAR fan. So I gave him one of our crew shirts from this season. And I've got an awesome picture, of all the guys and me and him holding that up. We have a festival in our area here in Bethlehem called Music Fest. It's one of the largest music festivals in the country. I think it sees over 3 million people in the course of 2 weeks. And this past year, we sponsored Brett and Poison. The year before, we actually sponsored Jimmy Allen. So who will sponsor this year? I don't know. I haven't gotten any ideas as to who's coming. I mean, they'll bring awesome acts in. Like, I didn't sponsor them, but we've had Snoop here before. We've had Toby Keith. We've had they had Ziggy Marley this year, Willie Nelson. I mean, so we'll bring some great acts into the area, and it's pretty affordable for people to see them. A lot of companies get behind it so that the community can. I think people could have seen Poison for like $40-$50, which is crazy. A lot of people get behind it. It's a free festival that people could kind of, hang out there and just kind of listen if you didn't want to be worried about seeing them. So they've been just a great partner to have. And, just expanding on what we do in athletics over to, entertainment. And they were even cool enough to, have a meet and greet with us and, very receptive and very thankful for us helping, bring them to Music Fest and keep those costs down for fans that, want to be a part of that.
I think that's pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was a great night. A lot of our employees are there. A lot of our friends. I mean, the best seats I ever had for a concert, like front row, Bobby Dahl, like right in front of me, you know, Brett right in front of us. It was just awesome. And they were just so much fun.
Yeah. I think Ricky is probably one of the coolest guys too. He's awesome.
He actually threw me his drumstick. I have his drumstick from that night.
And CeCe, man, you can't talk about boys without talking about CeCe.
This is very true. This is very true. He's a piece of work. I can tell you that. But I mean, there were a lot of fun, and we just had so much fun with them. We get some awesome opportunities, and I know that our employees and our family puts a lot of hard work into it. And you know, it all looks easy from the outside, but the dedication, you know, that we have to what we do allows all this stuff to happen.
Yeah. And everyone who joins us here on Pit Pass Network, they get to pick a charity and we'd make a donation. So is there a charity you want to highlight or talk about here?
Absolutely. Through racing, by the way, I've become very good friends with Craig Lachlan, who is or Locker, as the Capitals fans call him. He is the TV announcer for the Washington Capitals. His family is the Laughlin Family Foundation. It's Laughlin Family Foundation. So if anybody, you know, was looking for a charity to do something with, Craig is awesome. Craig is a huge NASCAR fan. He's a huge Ryan Ellis fan. And Ryan Ellis and I are very, very good friends, very, very close. So, Craig's wife has cancer, is battling a rare cancer. So their charity is really based around rare cancers and, you know, giving people a little bit longer extension on life. I lost my mom through cancer. So I helped sponsor Greg's golf tournament this summer. And what a blast, you know, we had with them. And a bunch of former Capitals players were there. Braden Holtby was there. So it's pretty cool to meet him. And so, yeah, I mean, if somebody was looking for something, Laughlin Family Foundation, definitely the way to go.
Yeah. And I've talked about this with some other people I've talked to too. So some people might be hearing this again, but cancer is just terrible. It feels like everybody knows somebody who has or has been affected in some way by cancer. So, you know, that charity there is a great one. Any charity for any kind of cancer. I know that there's a lot of charities out there, but I mean, we got to do all we can to try to find some way to slow down or stop cancer. It's a terrible.
Yeah. Disease. And you know, theirs is really good because they're focusing on rare cancers. You know, like there's so much research for, you know, breast cancer and, you know, prostate and all that, but you know, some of these rare cancers, pancreatic, you know, women's type cancers, there isn't a lot for. So when people get those, you know, they basically get like a death sentence. So, you know, that's how I lost my mom. I lost my mom to pancreatic cancer. So what they're trying to do with Johns Hopkins and beyond is grow more awareness for those things. So I'm grateful to Craig and his family for, you know, their friendship and glad to help them out. They're great people.
Well, all right. Thanks for joining me today, Jonathan. It was great talking about the sponsor. Everybody, you can find him on Twitter at Rich Mar Florist.
That's right.
Check him out. Follow him. Always got some great content. Even if you're not looking to get any flowers today, at some point, everybody's going to want flowers at some point for some reason.
Absolutely. We're here for the good times, the bad, get you back in the door. You know, don't forget about anniversaries and birthdays and, you know, just give us a follow on social media. We're grateful for that. And cheer us on this weekend because it's going to be exciting.